KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Brittany Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey!
Hello!
Hey.
Happy Friday! Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Happy it's Friday.
Yep.
I got a poop-eating grin on my face like Lost Boy always has. Even though today is his day.
I know.
Who cares how I feel?
How you feeling there, Lost Boy?
Today determines the rest of your life, Lost Boy. Or at least 18 years.
Excited?
You're excited?
Yeah.
Excited to find out.
Stoked.
All right.
Keep lying to yourself, Lost Boy, so you can stay positive. I feel you.
Yeah.
Just lie to yourself till it's okay.
Hmm.
We're going to find out if Lost Boy's a father or not.
Yeah, that's later on today in the show. Later on today, we're going to call up the DNA place, I guess. Is that what it's called? Whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to just eavesdrop on your conversation, essentially.
The lab.
The lab.
Yeah. Sounds all scientific.
Exactly. And then we're going to find out. Is Lost Boy's baby actually Lost Boy's baby, or is Lost Boy not the father, which is 50% chance, I guess, at the moment?
It's up in the air.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the lady was sleeping around, as you could probably guess by now.
With the guy of a different ethnicity. So you could have just waited.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the original plan.
That was his plan, but it just didn't pan out like that. Let's get to the Solaire News sans Salerno.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire News.
All right. I'm just going over this thing. Usually Greg prepares this. I knew Brittany didn't have it ready, and I knew I had to cut some commercials. So good luck with this one. Here we go.
You're right, though. I didn't have it ready.
Yeah, there was no way. That's crossed your mind. You didn't think of at all. Well, what's going to happen with the Solaire News this morning?
I was already looking at Brack stories. Sorry.
Yeah, you had no idea.
I only think about myself.
I've been worried about this since 6 o'clock last night. No, I'm just joking. All right, so check it out. New York University. Very expensive place to go to school, right? Apparently, they said yesterday that they're going to cover the tuition for all its medical students, regardless of their financial situation. Free medical school.
At NYU?
At NYU.
I feel like I should clap for that.
So they're no longer going to be saddled with, quote, six-figure debt.
Yes, and we can have good doctors. I'm, like, really excited about this.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's still real good doctors that paid for their schooling.
I know, but I'm seeing we'll have an influx of good doctors instead of...
They got NYU raised more than $450 million, the roughly $600 million it needed to fund the tuition package, which is pretty good, including $100 million from the Home Depot founder, Kenneth Langon. I don't know. The dude Some dude who founded Home Depot. But hey, that's pretty cool because, you know, these doctors, they get out of med school and they're super in debt. And
my sister's still paying off her loans and she didn't go to NYU. She went to school in Dallas.
Yeah. Well, med school is very expensive.
Yeah.
But they make a lot of money. And
but then they have an extremely high, what do you call it, liability insurance?
Right. But,
My sister is in.
I don't feel bad for doctors. They make a boatload of cash.
Okay.
They'll pay it off. They got to get liability. You know what else I have liability insurance? Car insurance. It's been skyrocketing in this damn city.
Do you have to pay over $100,000 a year?
No.
Because that's what my sister has to pay, and she works on dead people.
Who cares? I don't care about doctors.
But you're
having
acting
to pay
like doctors are really, really rich. My sister
they
lost
are.
Her house, and then she lives in an apartment she can barely afford. She's not. The
doctors
aren't flossing like
okay.
that.
Okay, then you went to the wrong medical field because doctors are really, really rich.
Between loans and liability,
yes.
they're not as they're not.
Don't feel bad. I don't feel bad if you're
boats,
a doctor
unless they're like an. Sorry, I have a personal attachment to this. Like, that's you're acting fine. Like doctors don't.
Doctors make a lot of money. How do you not think that doctors make a lot of money? Your sister easily makes over, I guarantee, easily makes over $150,000 a year. Okay? That's fine. She's going to be fine. When you're making that kind of cash, you can pay off some loans. It might take you a little while. You know who else can't pay off any loans? A college student that had to go to college for 4 years because they were told it's going to get you a job, and then they can't get a job. Then they go into debt. And then you can't declare bankruptcy and get rid of the student loan debt. And guess how much they're making?
Yes, it sucks worse
minimum
for them.
Wage.
I get that. I'm not saying feel bad for my sister, but you're acting like it's...
I don't feel bad for doctors. I don't. I don't feel bad for anybody that went to school and gets paid over six figures to start to be an intern before they become a resident, before they become...
It's not like they're in the
NFL. All right. Look, I have a friend that I knew before he became a doctor. I understand how expensive medical school is. I get it. It's a lot. It's a lot
loans
of schooling.
Loans for life.
It's not loans for life. It's not...
You're in school for like 10 years.
It's not loans for life. I know you got to pay a lot of insurance. I do. But at the same time... You're going to be fine. They're going
to
be fine.
I don't know why we're still talking about this. I was just trying to make the point that you're acting like doctors have it easy, and they really don't. As easy as you are.
I feel real bad.
Sane.
I feel real bad. You're right. The doctor, they got the black lung going into work. I get it. I feel real bad for the doctors. Get to wash your hands 20 times a day. How bad can it be? Come on.
It is a lot of pressure.
iPhones are going to be getting a stylus in 2018. That's the new report coming out here. Which I never thought they would ever have a stylus. Didn't Steve Jobs like mock the stylus?
Yeah,
like he made fun of the pens? Like, oh, you're going to lose it? No one cares about it?
We've all figured out how to use touchscreen. Don't throw a stylus and throw us off now.
Well, they have one now, and I think it's like $50 or something.
I know they have them for like the bigger ones.
Yeah, for the pads. Mm. But I feel like no one... Would you use a stylus in a phone?
Mm.
No.
I think even my 8 Plus is too small for a stylus.
No way. Don't want a stylus. You don't need it. But that's what they're saying. And they're just
use your fingers.
Apple is the... And I love Apple. I have some Apple products. I think they're great. But it's just becoming... It's the Taco Bell of technology. They have four ingredients. And they just keep mixing, matching around and trying to come out with new things.
And the tacos spy on you.
It's just...
Allegedly.
It's just...
What do you think about the Apple spying thing?
I assume privacy is dead. I feel like that's a relic of the early 90s now, when the internet was just this thing in a box on a giant computer tower before the smartphone. And then now, it's dead. The NSA, they listen to us, right? I'm big on that. Thanks, Snowden. Found out that. They're listening in. They're tracking our movements. They do whatever. It's all dead.
Is this more on the line of facts or conspiracy theory?
No, the NSA has been proven to spy on its own people, its American citizens, without just cause. What is it? Why do I always miss? I forget what that. What's that called? When you have to have
probable cause.
Probable cause. Thank you. You have to have probable cause, right? And then they can go and get a court order and this whole thing. Well, they
warrant. Blah,
right.
Blah, blah.
It was. Then that's fine. I'm fine. If you go to a court. And you ask a judge, here's the evidence why we think we should be able to tap this guy's phone or track their movements or do whatever. That's great. I'm all for that. That's called due process. However, they weren't doing that. That's what we found out. They were just mass tracking everybody. So anyway, this is not conspiracy. Why do I feel like I'm on the defense this morning?
I was actually just trying to confirm that for the fifth man.
Lost Boy, help me out over here. Does it feel like I'm on like my heels here?
Yeah, I feel a little.
What's going on?
Some tension.
I feel like I had to like fight off the stylist people.
Yeah.
Had to fight off poor doctors that make $1 million.
Guys, yeah.
I know. I feel real bad for plastic surgeons and
I said
else.
Cosmetic doctors are different.
Uh-oh.
I just said that.
All right.
What else? I heard you say Tesla. What'd they do now?
Tesla is thinking about getting a number two executive.
To Elon Musk?
To get Elon Musk out of there. Elon Musk is wreaking havoc.
Yeah, I see why they would do that.
Two executives.
I'm not trying to attack you on that either.
Two executives to work directly under Elon Musk following concerns of the CEO's erratic behavior recently. I don't know, man. I just... Let the guy do what he's thinking. Look, He's going to take it private, and they're not going to say anything. They're not going to be able to say anything anymore.
I saw that he was in trouble about tweeting about it going private.
He wanted to get it out there early so the board couldn't do it. You know what's funny is that he's going to need money. The people who want to raise money for Tesla to go private is Saudi Arabia. So he needs oil money to make the electric car work. Isn't that funny?
That's ironic.
Isn't that strange?
That right there is ironic.
Also, how telling is it that Saudi Arabia wants to get out of the oil game? Now you know which way the world is heading. When Saudi Arabia is like, you know what we should do? We should start investing in these batteries. You know, we should probably get away from the combustion engine.
Solar power would be great in the desert out there.
Yeah, pretty insane if you think about it. Just know where the money's coming from. See who's trying to pivot. It's all bananas. All right, so speaking of bananas, we're going to find out if Lost Boy's a father today. Brittany's going to research on how much money doctors make. And congrats to the graduating class. The ones before, can you imagine being in the class, the one class before you had to pay all this cash and the people behind you, they got it.
Free education.
They got it made.
At NYU.
I love how don't get me wrong, $450 million is a lot of money. But this is a fund, a tuition package in perpetuity. So, that means going forward. So $450 million out of the 600. So they need $600 million and they can fund college education for doctors in perpetuity. That's not that much money if you're giving all these doctors, you know.
Well, once the doctors get jobs and they don't have loans to pay off, then they'll have more to donate to that.
Well, you hope so. Yeah, absolutely. All right, get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS, and your message, 69187. What are we giving away here today?
We've got more VIP lanyards for Hailstorm down on Fremont and Psycho Las Vegas tickets for tomorrow.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. Get a hold of us. Should be a fun show. We'll hit Lateralis right after the break.
Want to show us your wits? Then text us some BS and your message to 69187.
All right, getting flack on the text line for saying that doctors earn a lot. I don't like student debt. That's my point. I don't think doctors should have student debt. I don't think anybody who goes to college should be tagged with a ton of debt.
Yeah, student debt sucks.
Sucks.
I think we can all agree on that. It's awesome NYU is giving free education to aspiring doctors. Because some good scientist and medical-minded people can't become doctors because they can't afford schooling.
I just got done paying my student loans. It took me a decade. It took me 10 years to pay off.
And that was 4 years of schooling. So imagine if you had to go to school for 10 years like a doctor.
Right. But I also, my point is, imagine if I made the money of a doctor as soon as I got out of school. Instead of making 20-something grand.
Are we on this again?
Yeah, we're back on it. The reason why is because I have a story about doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's rip into them some more, Sparks.
Yeah, well, the doctors, you know, they do all these studies. And they've said now that the human big toe was the last thing to evolve on us. That's the thing that took the longest to evolve, was our big toe. And I think it's kind of obvious now that they mention it. Now
you keep stubbing it on stuff?
No, just look at it. It's big, it's dumb, it's ugly, it's just hanging there. It's
not
just
the sexiest part of my body.
No. No, not at all. I've never seen your toes. I guarantee they're gross, though.
Here's my toe.
Mine are gross. Yeah, you have ugly feet.
I do not have ugly feet.
Yeah, put your leg down. What are you doing?
Talking smack on my big toe. I'm showing you.
I have uglier feet, though. I'll be the first one to say.
Do you have, like, little hair on your toes?
No, I don't know about hair. I haven't really gotten down there and looked, but I ignore my feet a lot. I do.
You got to moisturize them every day.
I've never moisturized my feet.
You've never?
Never in my life have I moisturized my feet.
And you've worn flip-flops in public.
I barely wash my feet.
And you call me nasty.
You are nasty because you go barefoot in public. You've disgusting it's
because
person.
I'm redneck. A redneck. Yeah. That's what
doesn't
that's
mean
what
you're
you
not
do
disgusting.
When you grow up in the country and you're always barefoot.
Then rednecks are disgusting people. No one has ever gone, rednecks, I bet they smell nice. No. rednecks are naturally gross human beings. And if you walk barefoot on the strip, you're disgusting. You're disgusting.
My nephew carried me. My heels broke. What do you want from me?
No, you were hammered and you took off your shoes. Like, my feet hurt.
Is that what I didn't know? My heels actually
take
broke.
Off your feet. And my nephew had to carry me. Mm-hmm.
You
said it on air. You're like, after I've been wearing... Hold on. I'll paint this
not
perfectly.
Not on my top.
After I've been wearing heels all day, my feet were hurting so bad, my dog was barking. Hoo-hoo-wee. I took off my heels and I walked barefoot to my car. You said that. You said that.
I said I peed in the parking garage.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say I walked barefoot in the parking garage.
Oh, God. Don't walk barefoot anywhere. People like Britney pee in parking garages. But they said that the big toe was the last thing to evolve because... Speaking of the last things to evolve,
the Southerners.
Banjos. The big toe is the last thing to evolve because we still use it as a prehensile digit. So something that we could grab branches with and hang on to things with.
Yeah, I've picked up stuff with my big toe.
Yeah, but it's not that efficient anymore. They said once we became bipedal, we stood upright on two legs. That's when it really started... evolution really took off for the old mankind because it freed up our hands. Now we can carry babies and tools and food and all these other things that animals can't do.
And open doors with our thumbs.
Open doors. I think you actually mean doors. I don't think you're saying like, you know, metaphorical doors. I think you're talking about actual physical doors.
Yeah. The reason we are superior because we have thumbs.
Yes. No.
That is why we are the top of the food chain, because of our thumbs and apparently our big toe.
I would say our brain. I would think if brain comes first.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Then maybe our thumb. But yeah, thumbs really did help out. And apparently a big toe. But if you look at my toe, do you have, let me see your toes.
Because again?
Do you have, is your second toe? Yeah, see, you have one of those weird gangly toes like I do. Your second toe is bigger than your big toe.
Yeah, I was told this means I'm going to live a nice, long, prosperous life.
Nah, there's some weird...
I think it just means that my second toe is longer than my first.
You got ugly feet. That's what it means.
I do not have ugly feet. I have dancer's feet, but I do not have ugly feet. Yeah, they're not hot.
Yeah. They're ugly. Everyone's feet are ugly. It's the last thing. It's like your prehistoric part of your body, apparently. Lost boy, how are your feet, man? Your feet are gross. You ever look at them? I feel like dudes don't take care of their feet. At least
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it's pretty typical for guys to not take care of their
feet. Why would I? I cut my toenails like...
Yeah, the basics.
Every blood moon. And then there's some soapy water on the bottom of the shower. Just kick my feet in that real quick and that's it. That's
you
all
gotta
really
like
do.
Exfoliate the pads
no,
and you
I've
gotta cut
that.
Your nails.
Oh, I cut my nails, but I
keep
never
them pedicured.
Exfoliate. Never got a pedicure. Never moisturize. I've never done it. I told you. I ignore everything from the kneecaps down.
Being a guy getting caught having a pedicure, that's like a death sentence to your buddies, you know? If you get caught doing that, they're just going to roast you for
I'd
the rest
get
of your
one.
Life.
I took a
like,
guy
dude,
to get a pedicure.
I'd get a pedicure. God. It wouldn't bother. I'd probably need one. But it would be like the Dumb and Dumber scene where they're like with the grinder, the angle grinder. Dude, I got some gnarly toe. Did I ever tell you I got my toenails ripped off?
What?
Yeah.
How?
Speaking
and
of
ow.
Doctors... Yeah, I think I'm a victim of malpractice.
And that's why they have to pay $100,000 a year insurance.
You still had to do it. Didn't matter.
What happened?
So I used to have ingrown toenails all the time as a kid, and they were super painful, and I had like bloody socks and the whole thing.
Ooh.
Oh, it was brutal. They were bad. They were bad. So I went to the doctor to like fix the ingrown toenail thing, and the doctor clearly had no idea what he was doing because I went to another doctor after. And I was like gearing up for the pain. And the second doctor I went to, it took like 2 seconds. They cut out the nail that was ingrown with these special like nail clippers. And I was like, that's it? They're like, that's it. It'll heal over. You're fine. I'm like, what? Because the first doctor literally ripped my toenails off with pliers.
Ow!
Yeah, like Gitmo. Like I was being tortured. I mean, I'm not, I've
Did
never-
Did he numb you at least?
He tried. He shot, first of all, they put needles between my toes.
Ow,
like
my
I'm like some heroin addict. Horrifying. Didn't numb it enough. He's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be good. I'm like, I can still feel everything. And then my dad was in the room. I was probably like 12 or 13. My dad was in the room, like holding my hand. I've never screamed like that in my life. and he literally ripped my toenail and the entire toenail off with pliers. And then, you know what he did? Then he cauterized, he burned the infection. I was like, what are we
in? I was
gonna
say,
on?
What kind of Wild West doctor
Dude,
are you going to?
I smelled the burning of my own flesh on my toes. I've never, and I'm not kidding. Like, it was disgusting. And my brother was in the lobby, like in the waiting. He heard me screaming, and the guy was like, "Oh, you can't!" I'm like, I could feel everything. So he did it for each big toe on my left foot and right foot, each toenail, and yeah. So for like 6 months, I didn't have a toenail because it was just starting to grow back, and it was really weird.
And it
hurts.
It's
actually kind of nice afterwards because you don't have to cut your toenails. They're worthless. Toenails are worthless. Let's get rid of them. Yeah, you don't need them. But anyway,
after all that, your ingrown toenail came back.
They came back because he didn't fix the problem. He didn't show me how to cut my toenails. So now I got to cut my toenails in a weird way. And that's kind of maybe that's why I subconsciously just neglect those things. That's why I always say if I had to lose a leg or an arm, taking a leg every time, no doubt.
Because of your toenails.
Just get rid of my toenails, less problem. Honestly, though, toenails are worthless. We don't need them anymore. Let's evolve. Lost Boy, this woman you made love to and possibly have a child with.
Yeah.
Does she have toenails?
Yeah.
Mistake.
Yeah, you know.
She picked one without toenails, dude.
Coming back to the feet thing, I saw the craziest thing one time hanging out with her. Yeah. She was like doing a pedicure on her feet. She busts out like this razor looking thing and starts like shaving.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you shave the dead skin off.
Dude,
it tickles.
It was the craziest, one of the craziest things
I've
ever saw.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You do it every time you get a pedicure. It tickles.
That's disgusting.
But you have to. It takes care of the dead skin. That's why I don't have like fungal infections for walking around barefoot all the time. Because I scrape the dead skin off the bottom of my feet.
You're disgusting. You're littering the planet with your fungal infected skin flakes. You're disgusting. Put some shoes on. Where are your shoes today? Did you wear sandals?
I take my shoes off every day.
Ew.
Lost Boy confirms.
Ah, gross. Yep. Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the
like
Morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Stan Lee would love the SWAT theme song. I know it. You just know it.
Who wouldn't?
We were just talking about this the other day. I don't know where or when, but it was definitely a part of this conversation. The 5G network. Also, was I talking to you about it over there? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, just the other day. Yeah.
What is this magical 5G network you speak of?
Yeah, we're in 4G right now. 4G LTE.
If we're lucky. If we're in the right spot.
It's right. If you're hitting that right spot, you get that 4G. Here's the thing, though. 5G is on the way. Sprint has announced. Which of all networks? Sprint has announced plans to release 5G smartphone by mid-2019. So
like the G5 of Wi-Fi.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So with each generation of G stands for generation. So the fourth generation is 1,000 times faster than 3G. 4G is 1,000 times faster than 3G. 5G will be 1,000 times faster than 4G. So they're saying when it comes to 5G, it's going to open up things quite a bit here in terms of connectivity issues and being able to stream things and
pull up the traffic to report it on live radio, stuff like that.
You'll be able to download an 8 gig HD movie off your phone's network in 6 seconds. That's how quick it'll be. So they're saying when 5G comes, the cable companies are going to be a little skittish. They're going to be like, oh, no.
Because
you're not going to be tethered anymore to a cable modem.
Right. If I want to download anything on my Amazon Prime videos or whatever, I have to be in Wi-Fi. It can't be on the LTE network.
Yeah, it's just it's going to take too long. It's going to look grainy. It's not going to look...
5G.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine it because it's Sprint. I couldn't even get...
You're okay. Here we go. Bad mouth Sprint. No.
I'm sorry. Oh, I probably shouldn't do that.
No. If it's real, if it's your real thing, whatever.
When I worked in NASCAR at the Sprint Cup Series, right?
Uh-huh.
Sprint towers everywhere. Sprint, 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 miss sprint. No service at the tracks.
None.
On a Sprint phone that was provided. I'm sorry.
That's a real shame.
But also, to be fair, I never got Verizon service when I was at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater either. So yeah. It's just when there's a crap ton of people in one place, you're not going to get service no matter the network.
Well, I wonder if 5G will fix that because you're opening up more bandwidth, right? Is that how it's working? The article didn't go into this whole thing, but look, Sprint's not going to be the only company that's doing this. Everyone's going to keep up at the same pace. Sprint, since they kind of lack in the 4G department, they've invested a lot of money trying to make sure that they're on the front end of the 5G. T-Mobile is expecting to bring 5G to 30 U.S. cities, and AT&T is shooting for 12 by the end of this year, by the end of 2018. The thing is you're going to need a phone that is capable of a 5G network. And I hope I'm not talking out my ass here, because hopefully I'm nailing this. I've read the article. This is kind of out of my realm. All I know is that as a proud American and a fan of capitalism, what I like about it is it'll open up competition. It'll open up the ability to, if you don't like something, you can go somewhere else and you can choose. You know what I mean? You can go, you know what? That's not for me. I'd rather put my money towards here. So if you're not a fan of, I don't know, if you're not a fan of your cable company, or you're not a fan of the place where you get the internet, you can have more options. So I wonder how this is going to affect cable companies in general, because people are cutting cable, and now really what they're doing is they're going after you for the internet. So what are they going to do when they can't get the internet anymore? They don't have the landline. Remember, they always want to bundle landlines and phones and internet and cable and all that kind of stuff. I wonder what's going to happen. I really feel like 5G is going to change a bunch of things once it becomes nationwide. Obviously, if you're AT&T and you're in 12 cities, it's not going to change a whole lot. But if you're going to be nationwide 5G when anybody can just...
get on your towers.
What's going to happen? What do you think?
We're all going to have fast internet and we can scroll through Instagram quicker.
I don't know.
And I'll be able to report the traffic in a timely fashion.
I just feel like it's going to inject a lot of competition.
You're saying it might even monopolize.
I'm not saying it's going to monopolize anything, because you're going to, if a network, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, all the big ones are shooting for 5G by the end of this year, beginning of 2019, we're actually going to get 5G phones. It's going to be like the first truly 5G smartphone, which, by the way, I heard Korea already has that. South Korea already has 5G, so I wonder what's happening over there. But in terms of being locked in at a cable company...
Yeah, I feel you.
What's going to happen? To me, it's... Well, I could go anywhere I want. I think it's going to drop prices dramatically, because I could just go to T-Mobile, I can get a little hotspot for my whole house, and then it's 5G. It's as fast as anything else. So why would I... You know what I mean? I could go tether it to my phone plan already. I don't have T-Mobile, but I'm just saying you could go
and
to a company.
And then you can stream your YouTube TV,
you
or your HBO Now without ever having to get cable whatsoever.
You don't need cable. You
I
can
see
get
what
a
you're
sling,
saying.
You can get all that kind of stuff. I think that's going to be huge, dude.
Do you know
can
what's going to
imagine?
Do you know what's going to happen? What? I predict it. Instead of being like, okay, we'll come over to fix your cable sometime between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., they're like, we'll be right there.
Yeah.
So we all win.
Well, or the price will drop dramatically. Hopefully the prices will drop and go, okay. You know, $100 for the internet or whatever. Fix that. You know, that kind of thing. So in other cities, Vegas, I feel like we have two options here for cable, don't we?
I know Cox is one of them.
I know. Brittany's getting paid by Cox. Cox!
Plan's starting just $29.99 a month.
Right.
When your agreement.
There you go. That's great. Cox and what's the other one? CenturyLink? Is there any other two in town here?
I know that Cox streams faster than CenturyLink.
Okay, stop with
it's in my copy.
You're such a mouthpiece for Cox. Seriously.
Yeah. Write that down. Did anyone hear his marks just call me a mouthpiece?
You are. You're a mouthpiece for cocks. I get it. You're on your pedestal. You're sitting there, spouting it off. They're lying in your pockets, lady. And that's fine. I got nothing against that. But I'm just saying, there's two options.
Okay, how's your AT&T?
I no problem. I'm not bad mouthing anybody. I'm not bad mouthing.
No, I believe that Cox and CenturyLink are the two big options. Ones in town.
Right, exactly. And I don't know if any other. Maybe there are. Maybe I'm confused by it. Maybe I'm wrong about how many options there are. But I believe there's basically two options in town if you want internet at your house.
I don't know of any others, so
right.
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
So there
statement.
You go. So you have two options here in town. And I think that this is going to kind of blow the roof wide open on the whole thing.
It'll make them more competitive.
I would hope so. Anyway.
And that plan I just spoke of might get cheaper. Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead. You want to spout off anything else about Cox Cable?
Half a million Wi-Fi hotspots available nationwide.
Come on!
It's time for Brittany's Rack. It's like a newspaper rack, but she gives it to you orally.
So good news if you're one of the many with severe food allergies and need an EpiPen to survive. The FDA just approved a generic version of the EpiPen. Sing that with joy, because as of right now, EpiPens are as much as $600 for a package of two, which is why I roll around with an expired EpiPen, not giving a damn, because I'm not paying $600. On the offset that shellfish accidentally slips into my food, you know what I mean? Like, I realize I'm being cheap.
Yeah, I don't know if that's effective if it's expired.
I don't either, but I'll take my chances versus paying sick. Because I already had to pay a bunch of money for these EpiPens that I fortunately have not had to use. So why am I going to, just because they expired, get more? But either way, we'll all survive. Thank you, FDA and generic EpiPen maker.
Do they have the price?
They haven't
released the price yet, okay.
Yeah, they're just saying that the generic option has been approved. So
cool. Good. It's like $5.
Yeah,
from $600.
Afford to live. So, have you ever had to poop so bad?
Oh, yes.
That nothing could stop you. Barely your own.
Have I pooped myself? Is what you're asking? I've never pooped myself. We've gone over this. I've never done that.
Lost Boy, have you ever pooped yourself?
No.
I thought we established that everyone at one point in their life.
I've never pooped my pants.
Technically, you have, because you used to wear diapers, but that's neither here nor there. Well, a dude named Darren in Kentucky saw sirens in his Dodge Challenger rearview mirror. The reason why he was already speeding is because he had to go.
He had diarrhea.
He had to go bad. So when he was getting pulled over, he decided, oh, screw this. I'm still going home to my bathroom.
Really?
Started a police chase. Because his home was not just around the corner. No. It was miles away. On windy Kentucky roads. Led this police chase, which resulted in the police stopping him and getting him. Because other officers.
Wouldn't you just poop your pants and then get out of the ticket? Just do your due duties.
As mentioned, the other officers stopped him. They cornered him, got him out of the car, put him in the cop car, and that is where he went to the bathroom.
Oh, so you're saving it for? Yeah, but now you've broken the law. You're just dookie in the pants. The cop pulls you over. He's like, "Whoa, what the hell?" You're like, "Sorry, officer." You're right, and then you're on your way.
I don't know if it works that way.
Why wouldn't it work that way?
If you're a cop and you're letting someone off a ticket because they went to the bathroom in their pants, 876-3692. I want to know if a cop's ever let a guy off because he had to poop.
Why are you raising your hand, Lost Boy? Like, it's happened to you.
I have a hilarious story that kind of relates to this.
Okay, what happened?
Please do share.
So we're at a mall in the parking lot one day, and my buddy, I won't say his name, had to go to the bathroom real bad, like this story.
Yeah.
So he goes to the bathroom in the parking lot on, like, the side of a car.
Oh, no.
And security rolls up on him. Lights
in the middle,
flashing.
Middle
of it, yeah. And asks for his ID. And he's like,
my pants are down. I can't pull it out.
He legitimately pulled it out of the wallet and everything, and he hands it to the guy, and the guy's like grabbing it just with the tips of his thumbs, like, ugh. I was like,
why would you do a security card on your ID?
It's hilarious.
I would just do it in your pants, okay. And then the cop will let you go. If the cop doesn't let you go, this is not the country I want to live in.
That is the moral of the story. All right, so as mentioned, huge news from the Mormon church. And I know that there is a very big Mormon community here. As mentioned, some Mormon boys saw me naked in my pool the other weekend when they walked around to the side of the house to try to convert me to their religion. Pretty sure I scared them. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced. As a matter of fact, the president, Russell M. Nelson, said in a statement, quote, "The Lord has impressed upon my mind the importance of the name he has revealed for his church, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints."
Oh, boy. I'm
basically
just going to continue
saying,
with the fart sound effect.
I know, and I don't know why.
Because it's hilarious.
Is it?
Look at Lost Boy behind you. Lost Boy's dying.
I'm going to lose it.
Lost Boy's losing. I'm doing it because Lost Boy keeps laughing.
Are you in sixth grade, last boy?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, it's so funny. It's so stupid. Continue about Jesus and the saints or something.
The president.
The president is like the Pope of the Mormon church, correct?
Yes, okay, yes. Okay. He's basically I don't know if that's a fair analogy because I'm not probed in this religion. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, please stop calling it the Mormon church.
Really?
Yes. And also LDS church is another acronym for it. They're saying if you want to shorten it up, just call it the Church of Jesus Christ, or the Restored Church of Jesus Christ. But stop calling it the Mormon Church.
The Restored Church? It sounds like they've flipped it. They're like rehabbing it and stuff. The Restored Church. It's the Church of Latter-day Saints. What's wrong with that?
Not the Mormon Church.
I don't like it. This is like people that go to Ohio State and they're like, no, it's the Ohio State. Like, all right, get it. We got it. Just relax. You know what I mean? Like, don't get all hoity-toity on the name. Don't be such a stickler. Just call it the church. You're kind of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Don't call it that if you don't want us to say it, right?
They're basically just saying stop calling it the Mormon Church. It is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Call it by its name, I get it, sure.
Yeah.
But they're Mormons.
Well, the Lord impressed upon this man's mind the importance of the name.
All right.
And they released an official statement. It's all over the news, and I'm just reporting it because we do live in a large Mormon community.
Sure.
So I will respect them.
A lot of pissed off Mormons out there. Oh, wait, can you say it? Again, are they Mormons? Are they Latter-day Saints? What are they? Can we say that anymore? It's the Book of Mormon, isn't it? What am I? Am I all? Okay. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to this guy.
It is the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they're Christians, but they believe
are
like.
Are they?
Mormon's a Christian. Yeah, they believe that Jesus is God, right?
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that the definition of Christian?
I guess.
Yeah, you have to believe in the three things, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would say that would make you a Christian. Now, there's a bunch of technicalities that then fall below that, which divvies up the different Christian religions.
If you know anything about it, 876-3692,
because
I'm legitimately curious, and I also don't want to be misreporting on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Let's get some pissed off Restored Jesus guys out on the phone here.
Why are they pissed? Why is everyone pissed?
I don't know.
They just can no longer be called the Mormon Church. That's the moral of the story.
That's not going to end. I guarantee everyone's still going to be like, no, dude, I'm Mormon. No, dude, we're Mormon. We go to the Mormon church. We go to LDS. We go to Latter-day Saints. They're all going to use whatever. This guy, strongly worded letter. Start writing it to your president.
Write it on the glass tabs.
Salt Lake City, right? That's where it's at.
Yes, our neighbors. So in Indonesia, a two-year-old boy. And in Indonesia, I wouldn't say it's a third world country, but it's not, I mean, Lombok just had the huge earthquakes that devastated the country, that right over yonder in Bali. Like I said, it's not really a third world country, but they're not exactly the most civilized either. I don't want to call them uncivilized. Basically, kids are playing with cigarette butts in the street, and that is causing kids to start smoking. This is a problem in Indonesia.
So they need toys. They only have cigarette butts to play with over there?
Yeah, there's a specific example of a two-year-old who smokes two packs of cigarettes a day now and drinks black coffee.
Get out of here.
And I would think it was fake, but it's unfortunately not.
That's
fake.
Horrible.
Because the kids, they play with what they have in the streets. Like,
don't they have a stick?
Trash,
what happened to sticks?
Sticks might be exciting, but they found cigarette butts. And they started putting them in their mouth. And one specific toddler... The mom actually gave in, and now it's a chain-smoking toddler.
What a dumb woman.
I know, because the child was going berserk because they wanted cigarettes. But this is a problem that these Indonesian children are playing with cigarette butts in the street, and now they want to start smoking.
I'm so sick of that. It's like, tough. You're the adult. You say no. That's a dumb human. Kids are dumb humans. That's why they're kids. Their brain isn't developed yet. You're the adult. You say no. And then guess what? You have to. The kid cries. The kid freaks out. And then they get over it. And then they get over their addiction to nicotine. This is why we shouldn't eliminate candy cigarettes. We should bring back the candy cigarettes, ship them all to Indonesia so the kids stop smoking. It's the one instance where candy cigarettes would teach the kids not to smoke.
Problem solved.
They have cavities like any other person. It's dumb. Put cigarettes in your mouth. Plus, they're putting used cigarette butts in their mouth.
I know.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a herp epidemic in Indonesia. Aren't you going there next week?
Yeah. I should pack some toys for the kids.
Yeah, pack some candy, cigarettes. All right. Oh, man, out of breath over here on this side of things, man. Run around, having a good time. But you got to run around on Saturday because Carlota is out there at Centennial Hyundai. She's going to be out broadcasting live. She's got free pizza from Above the Crust, which I heard is fantastic. 10 to noon, Centennial Hyundai, a bunch of deals. Carlota, she is broadcasting
BS in the morning, home of the fifth man.
Lost Boy, you said 7:30, right? That's the time we're going to be calling up this.
Yeah, 7:30.
And you're cool with us listening in on this conversation.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Yeah.
Are you nervous at all? What's going through your brain here?
Yeah, starting to get nervous now. Not even going to lie. Yeah.
It's about time, dude.
We're a few minutes away, and now I'm starting to get a little nervous.
I feel like I'm on Maury.
Have you ever had a pregnancy scare in your past? I feel like everybody has. Everyone's got to, right? If you're sexually active, there's definitely a time when you've been like, uh-oh.
Multiple.
I think she's pregnant. Multiple. Okay. Yeah. So you've kind of...
I've had the feeling before, you know. But
how close has it gotten in the past?
Pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, pretty close. I've had a couple brushes with it.
And clearly you didn't learn.
Oh, come on, man. Did you have to get a DNA test in the past? Or is this
no,
the first
nothing
one you've ever
like
had?
That. Yeah, first DNA test, yeah.
First DNA test. I've never had to get one.
Yeah, typically never. You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, if things are done right. On both, that means for both parties.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Because you wouldn't have to do it if she wasn't, the lady wasn't getting around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which you have 100% confirmed that she was cheating on you with a man of a different ethnicity.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Enough that he's willing to pay all this money.
Yeah, it was expensive, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I bet. All right, well, we're going to find out here. 7:30, that's when we're going to call live on the air. We're going to eavesdrop on Lost Boys conversation with...
Oh, yeah.
The DNA lab.
What is wrong with you, dude? The text line loves Lost Boy and his eternal sunshine personality here. I'd be freaking out if I were you. But, yeah, I don't know. Brittany, what's your guess? What do you think?
I mean, he's so happy and nonchalant. I almost want to think that he's not going to have to take in this responsibility.
you're saying that he's coming off like he doesn't really have this as a kid. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems, if I was in his shoes, I would not be able to digest food or sleep or anything. I would have so much anxiety.
Well,
and he's so nonchalant
yesterday.
That I feel like that's putting it out in the universe. The universe is going to reward him with 18 more years of freedom.
Yeah, but the other night he said he's losing sleep over it now.
Yeah, that happened last night too. Like I woke up at like 11 o'clock at night and could not fall back asleep.
And you're still in a good mood.
Your mind starts racing and all that. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm like jealous of you and your positive disposition.
Yep. Well, here's what's gonna happen.
I wish I could be like that.
Let's do it in 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes, Lost Boys life may or may not change forever.
We'll get the fifth man in on it. We'll
give and you get to gamble.
Away. Yeah, we'll take some bets. We'll take some, why not? It's Vegas. Let's do it. We'll take some bets whether or not you think they are pregnant or they are not pregnant as a couple. And then we'll hook you up depending on if you're right or not. So it all comes down to your guess. So in 3 minutes after asking Alexandria, we'll find out if Lost Boy is a dad by calling up the DNA place. Strap in.
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
I'm nervous right now.
Sparks is over here fanning himself, and he's not even the one.
I can't even imagine.
Who may or may not have knocked up a woman.
What's going through your brain right now here, Lost Boy? First, let's get the fifth man on the phone. 876-3692. Let's get five guesses. Why not?
Okay, cool.
If you guess correctly, you're getting tickets for the Homegrown Show. That's where? House of Blues?
Yeah.
The Homegrown Show over at the House of Blues, which is cool.
And this weekend. Tomorrow's
when it is?
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Already.
And we'll hook you up with a bobblehead for your correct guess. 876-3692.
Let's gamble on Lost Boys Swimmers.
Hey, Lost Boy, go start with caller number 12. You got that person? That's fine. Yeah. Let's go to number 12, okay, and we'll go up from there. But my God, I am, I'm like nervous for him right now.
As a father, do you have any advice for him? I mean, I guess we can.
Yeah, I think, who cares if he's not the father?
Exactly.
He doesn't care. Maybe we should wait until after we find out the results.
Fifth man, if you're a father, get ready to call up with some advice. If you've ever been leg locked and tricked into impregnating a woman, 876-3692.
Leg locked sounds like rape. No, he says in the past, ladies try to do that to him.
Oh, I thought he said this one did.
No. Did he? No, not this one. He said in the past.
Was it this chick that
leg-locked
you?
Maybe it was. Hold on. He's doing his job. Let him do it. Here's the other thing. On the text line, people are saying this is all fake and whatever. This is not fake. It's 100% real. I don't want you to think we're sitting here messing with, like, Brittany when she did the thing for the moral comment. That was fake. She won't admit it, but she was totally lying. You're such a liar!
Kidnapped kids from a park and then left them in my car. That is absolutely something that I would do.
Right. And I'm so glad I won that because I actually did it. All right, you got them all there?
Yep.
All right, let's find out here. Excuse me. Let's go right down the line. We'll start with you, Toby. Do you think he's the father or not the father?
Not the father.
Not the father. What makes you think that?
I don't know. It just seems kind of fishy already. He seems to be worried about it. So, you know, you can't trust women all the time, especially if they're already playing.
That's a great point.
Very true.
That is a great point. Hold on there, Toby. Toby says not the father. Let's go to... This is one of the guys said we're... This is a late April Fool's prank.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
No, Colin, 100% real. What do you think? Father, not the father?
Yeah, he's a drummer, so he's not a father. He gets in all the right shots.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Let's go here.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Shut up, Joe.
I'm hoping that he's not.
You're hoping he's not, but is that what your heart saying this or your brain?
Gamble?
Yeah, what's your
I'm being optimistic and I'm saying that he's not.
Not the father. Three not the fathers so far. This is unreal. Tommy, what do you think? Is Lost Boy the father or not the father?
I'm going to say he's not the father.
Four not the fathers. Dude, this is everyone is going one way on this. Tell me why.
I don't think he's ready for kids yet.
Well, I don't think he has a choice. If,
I don't think that's how sperm works.
If she's pregnant with his baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
All right. Well,
are you a father?
Of four.
Yeah. Okay, well, hang on the line in case he needs advice.
Were you ready for kids when you had him?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, you're never ready. You're never ready.
He's got four kids. Talk about someone that needs to wrap it up. Hey.
It's fine. If he's fine. All right, thank you, Tommy. Hold on a sec. Let's go to the last one here. John, we've had four not the fathers. Are you going to be the fifth one?
I'm going to go with not the father.
What the hell? All five, not the father. Are you kidding me? Now one guy's going to go the other way? Why, John?
I think I'm going with not the father. I've already had two, and both of them were negative, so I'm going to go with another negative.
Oh, so okay. You've had two DNA tests.
Yeah, DNA tests, both negative.
You're giving him some positive vibes, or should I say
there
negative?
There you go.
So negative ones.
You've made this phone call before, John?
I've not made this phone call. Well, I made the phone call to the one place. They said not the father. Then I went down to that Quest Diagnostics. And, they said I got the phone call from her telling me that she's extremely sorry about everything.
Well, that was a nice one.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was sleeping with someone else. Cheers.
Oh, well, we kind of knew about it, so it was not totally
he was the somebody else. All right, John. Thanks, dude. Hold on the line.
You were the side piece.
Look, we got five. We took five people. If we have not the father, we have to give five people these prizes. we made sure we have five of these things.
Wow.
So we will give out five pairs of tickets and five bobbleheads.
It's like the bases are loaded, bottom of the ninth.
All right. Here's what we're going to do.
Balls in play.
You got the number over there, right, Lost Boy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I got you all wired up here.
All right.
We're not going to say anything, Brittany. This is his thing.
I'll try. Actually, I'm going to cover my mouth because I have a feeling I might do this,
okay.
In case.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Stay out of your business.
Lost Boy, you dial it up. You take it. It's your
all
thing.
Right.
Lost Boy is going to call the DNA place that he paid for to find out whether or not he is the dad. And we're going to find out here together whether or not Lost Boy is going to be a father or not in just October? That's when she's
October,
due?
October, yeah.
Dude, I cannot believe we're finding out about this. Oh, my God. Lost Boy, what'd you do? All right, let's find out. Dude, I am so nervous. Go ahead, dude. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Good morning, prenatal services. This is Cindy.
Hello, Cindy. I'm calling just to check the results of a paternity test.
Sure. What's your case number?
It's 1466.
Okay. And Andrew, what's your date of birth?
August 26, 1992.
Okay, just bear with me. Let me look up your results.
Okay.
So we do have the results, and it says that there is a DNA match. And then just keep in mind that our test results are 99% accurate, and it shows that you are the father.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're happy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're a dad.
Yeah.
You say you're dead?
A dad. Yeah. You're a dad.
That too.
Yeah. You're a dad.
Score.
Not a deadbeat dad. Yeah, you did. You scored. You got it in the goal. What?
Yeah.
He's still happy. You're not even with this woman. Don't you hate her?
Dude, I'm going to have a kid. This is rad.
Dude, you're going to have a kid.
Yep.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. Sorry, that wasn't my first
thought.
Thank you. You're going to have a baby. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What's going on?
This is pretty awesome.
Well, sorry, fifth man. All y'all lost.
Okay. What do you think, Lost Boy? What's going through your brain? What's happening? Because I'm in shock. I did not think that. I was honestly siding with the dudes on the phone.
Yeah, I was pretty confident it wasn't going to be mine. But now, you know, now that, because it was in the back of my mind, like, yo, this could be your kid. So I'm excited, man. This is cool.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Nothing yet, man. So I'll figure it out.
I just found out it was his.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might know other detail. Wow, dude.
We'll have to have a gender reveal and a baby shower.
Oh, my God.
If you are a father, Lost Boy needs some advice. 876-3692.
Well, let's go to the phone. We already got these dudes. Sorry, Toby, you didn't win, but what do you think, man?
Toby,
you there? All right, let me clear the lines. Maybe he's gone. Wow, man. 876-3692. Lost Boy is going to be a dad. Now, are you going to get her reed tested? She said 99%. I mean, obviously, you're in the boat of...
Yeah, she just has to say that. Man, those tests are expensive.
Yeah, and she just has to say that for liability.
Yeah.
In case the baby does come out of a different ethnicity. So that other guy's off the hook, huh?
Yeah, it sure looks like that. Okay.
Wow, do you have a name in mind?
I'm in shock. I remember when my wife told me that she was pregnant. And I remember just like, and we were trying for a baby. So at least I had the mental preparation that was going to happen. And I remember just looking at the test, like the pregnancy test. She took like multiple of them. And I just remember like setting it on the counter, walking back to the bedroom, sitting on the edge of the bed. I'm like, whoa. Right, and then going back into the bathroom, going, is that right? Let me just read the back of the box again. And I must have done that like 4 or 5 times.
And you're married, preparing to have kids.
Correct. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I can't even imagine what the hell Lost Boy's thinking right now.
It's with an ex who cheated on him.
Oh, no, dude. All right.
And he is, what, 10 years younger than us? Or than you? Like, more than that than me?
No, he's
you
25,
You're a
right?
lost man.
How old are you?
26 next 26. Weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, happy birthday. Lots of births going on.
Yeah. Please welcome the adorable Colin. Yeah, one in October. Hey, Colin.
Hey, congratulations to the new poppy.
Thank you, Colin.
That's so weird, dude.
What's that?
That's so weird. Oh, man, Lost Boy.
No, we'll have to change his name to Lost Poppy now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it. Oh, you got any advice for this guy or what?
I do. Dude, everybody's going to give you useless advice. The only people you should listen to are people that you respect that have raised their kids the right way that you think they did a good job.
That's true.
Yeah, that is
a good piece of advice.
I've noticed a lot of parent shaming and people trying to stick their nose into other people's families. And it's like, you raise your kids how you raise your kids, and I'll raise mine how I raise mine. And hopefully neither of them grow up to be serial killers.
That's goal
one. As long as they're famous, it doesn't matter if they're serial killers.
There you go. Thank you, Colin.
He's a moonshine man.
Moonshine.
Congratulations, young man.
Thank you, moonshine.
Best feeling that you'll ever feel in your life is the feeling of your children. It doesn't matter how old they get, they're still going to be your babies. Just enjoy them because they grow up real quick.
I have a feeling this is the coolest birthday present I'll ever receive.
Yeah, it is. It is. Aww. Amazing.
Thanks, man.
There you go.
You enjoy it. Yep.
Thanks, Moonshine.
Let me know, brother.
Look at that. Moonshine's a good dude.
We need to give him some teen dad advice.
Joe.
Hey, what up, man?
What up?
Yo, Lost Boy, before I congratulate you, dude, you might want to get that retested because everybody knows vampires can't reproduce.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
That's
so true.
Very true.
She was his garlic.
Oh, my God. Good point. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, man. All right.
Take it easy. Everyone calling in for this whole thing.
Summer harvest soup, Matt.
Hey, summer soups. Go ahead.
Morning. Congratulations, Lost Boy.
Thank you.
Your new name has to be Max because that's the head of the vampires and Lost Boys. He's a father of them all. I was going to change that.
Love it. I love it. Thank you, Summer Soups. Yeah,
and little Cornelius will be wonderful.
Summer Soups is calling her kid Cornelius.
Ah. What about Nosferatu?
There you go. All right, well, congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
There you go. Thank you. Oh, my God. Hey, Salvador, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Congrats to Lost Boy's baby right there. So, I have three little girls. So, hey, your life is going to change. That's for sure.
Dude. Everyone says it, but I don't think you're prepared. How your social life is destroyed. I want to let you know, dude. It is gone. You're going to be like, how was your weekend? It was pretty exciting.
It's fun, man. It's fun having kids. And, I'm actually a teen dad, Brittany. So, I had my kid when I was 15 and a half.
Wow.
And good for you for being that young and still doing the right thing and stepping up and raising that baby, because you technically didn't even have to.
it's a responsible day. My parents raised me right, so at least I'm gonna do that to my daughters. It changed my life completely. So,
amen.
It made me the man who I am right now.
There you go.
Well, that makes you grow up really fast. What did you do to adult and stuff?
You had to find a job, probably make a living.
Yeah, I'm here working in Vegas construction. So, same props to all the construction workers out there. So,
got it. Thanks, Sal.
It's doing work, man.
I love it. Thank you, Salvador.
Do work, Lost Boy.
Yeah. He'll be fine. Lost Boy will be just fine. There's other worries and concerns I have. 876-3692. If you have any advice or you want to say something to Lost Boy, we have found out Lost Boy will be a father.
He already is.
Oh, my God.
That's his baby. Oh, bacon in that oven.
Oh, Lord. You can always text in BS in your message 69187.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yay, yay.
Call the DNA place on air. Told Lost Boy he is the father. Lost Boy's going to be a dad. Just found out.
And he's happy about
it. Minutes ago. Yeah, he should be happy. I mean, you don't want him to sit there and upset about it.
Creating a human being.
Yeah. Well, the girl's definitely doing most of that work. Wherever the lady is. Pretty incredible stuff, dude.
Congrats on having good swimmers, Lost Boy.
Thank you. I was kind of worried about that.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
You thought you were impotent?
Yeah, kind of Greg.
Impotent? No, he wouldn't have been able to have sex if he was impotent.
Oh, is that it?
What? Yeah.
You were sterile? There you go.
That's
you were sterile?
Subfertile.
Subfertile? Yeah. Interesting.
Nope. You got some Ryan Phelps up in there. Or Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte.
Or both. Duking it out.
They're racing each other.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Boy or girl.
We're taking phone calls. 876-3692. If you want to weigh in on Lost Boy being a father, we'll start here with this. This guy may know a thing or two about it.
Hey, can I be the godfather?
Sure, why not?
When you're 18, I'll teach him how to pick up a prostitute properly.
That's your first fatherly mistake.
Yeah.
Is making Persian Brad Pitt the godfather.
Exactly, yeah. You learn, you live and you learn.
Yeah. All right, thanks, dude. Hey, Corey, what's up?
Oh, good morning.
Oh, hello. It's this Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Brittany.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Well, mazel tov to Lost Boy. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And his birthday is August 26th, and he's going to be turning 26. That's his golden birthday. You only get one. You know, what day of the month that you're born on is your golden birthday. So, boy, did he get a present.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's what it seems.
That's fantastic. And like the other guy said, just take advice from the people that you like how they raise their kids. And I wish you the best, and everything will work out just fine. So congratulations. And
I'm just tripping out. Oh, I'm sure you've always been tripping out.
You know what? You can have Brittany babysit since Barks won't let her babysit his.
No.
Would you let me babysit your baby, Lost Boy?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Smart man. He's going to be a good dad.
Well, I'll babysit then, because depending on if you need, like, you know, an attorney.
How much
or
do you
doctor?
Charge? If I hire you as a babysitter, do I get a whole staff of people?
Is you do, it? But you got to pay for them.
Yeah, $5 per hour, per hour, per hour?
Exactly.
No, thank you. Not about it.
See ya.
Blake.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
Not much. Just wanted to say congrats to the Lost Boy, man. You have no idea how much your life's going to change and how great it's going to be.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I tell this to everyone who doesn't have kids, who wants to know what it's like. You don't know what love is. You don't know until you look into the eyes of your child. Believe me, man. You're heading into the best years of your life.
That's I completely agree with you, Blake.
That's some heavy stuff, right?
Dude,
there.
It is. But you know what? The reason why is Blake so right? I think it's because it's genetic. It's like imprinted in your DNA that you have to love this person. And you can't help it. You can't. It's like, it's the best, dude. It really is.
Definitely exactly. In the DNA. We learned that today.
It's crazy, but just trust me, man. Just stick with it. Doesn't matter what this lady did. Just get past it. Trust me, nothing matters outside your child. Believe me.
Blake is a wise man. A very wise man.
Yes, he is.
I love it.
Just a loving father. That's all I am.
Amen, dude. We need more of those. Thanks a lot, Blake. Appreciate it.
Be safe.
Let's keep it going here. Let's go to Anthony. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Lost Boy, so... Am I the only one that's thinking that you got to come up with some kind of way of telling that your kid, whenever they grow up to be old enough that, you know, their mom's a hoe? So start thinking about that now.
Yeah, that has crossed my mind, you know.
Yeah, so, you know.
She's going to have to know at some point.
You know, hopefully something happens and you're, you know, let go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think as they get older, they'll figure that out. I don't think you have to sit there.
Oh, totally, yeah.
You know, as a kid, you don't want to cause more of a rift between mom and dad. It's hard enough growing with a separate.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It is not a healthy environment for a child to grow up where two parents are fighting and beating each other up, or one of them's bad-mapping the other one.
Girl. Like, that's your ex-girlfriend, right?
What'd you say, Anthony?
This is like your ex-girlfriend, so you're not living with her or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, I mean, at some point, the kid's going to look and like, Daddy, why didn't you marry Mommy? And you're going to be like, well, she's a hoe.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
All right, don't say
or,
that.
Or Mommy and Daddy were young, and we had differences.
Yeah, there's a more delicate way to put it then. Hey, Mom's a lying, cheating whorebag that I can't stand anyway. You don't want to do that to the poor kid. And I don't know, maybe she'll clean up her act. Maybe she'll... James, too, and the whole thing.
Or maybe she should just, you know, keep popping out kids with different dudes. And then
yeah, exactly.
Some shit.
Oh, you can't swear, Anthony. He cursed, man-straighted. Sorry, dude. Let's go to... How about Bruce? Let's take Bruce here. Yo, Bruce.
Yes.
What do you got,
dude? Congratulations, Lost Boy.
Thank you, Bruce.
And I've had children. I've lost a child.
Hmm.
But I think you're going to do a good job, man.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry about your loss, Bruce.
Yeah, dude, that is brutal.
Oh, that's okay.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for depressing everyone, Bruce. Appreciate it, man. I'm just messing around. Poor Bruce. Oh, now I feel bad about Bruce. I was trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
It does. When you've lost a child, it does kind of sting every time somebody announces their pregnancy and everyone's like, you've never known love.
I don't know if that's for everyone. I don't know, everyone feels that way.
I'm obviously happy for you. If you're happy, I'm scared for you.
No, I'm totally happy. Like, this is, like I said, the coolest birthday present I will ever receive.
Good for you, man. That's great. Can I give you some words of wisdom?
Sure.
Two things that help me, because I was never planning on becoming a dad mentally. You know, I was like, okay, my wife really wanted a child. And I was like, okay, I could go either way. You know, I never really attributed too much of a mindset on it. But after, just like you, after it's real, it's happening, then you got to kind of get your head in the game. One thing that helped me, I read a book called Happiest Baby on the Block. It's written by a doctor. Phenomenal. Helped me out. I knew nothing about, it's not like X's and O's of like, this is the uterus. It's not like that. It's like how a child's brain works, development, what kind of personality types they see in patterns of children as they develop. It's pretty amazing stuff. So
Happiest Baby on the Block really helped me out. A friend got us that. And then there's an app, and it's What to Expect When You're Expecting the App. A lot of people got us the book. It's a great book, but dude, that's like an encyclopedia, and the app is amazing.
It gives you like daily updates and stuff.
Yeah.
Like how big the baby is compared to a fruit.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty amazing thing. So check out the app. That really did help me out here. If you have more advice
I'll give them a ding too.
Old Lost Boy, hit us up, 876-3692. Let us know what you're thinking. You can always text in too, by the way, if you can't call. It's BS and your message, 69187.
In the morning, two white girls and a fat guy.
Lost Boy getting a lot of love over here on the text line. Just a heads up, bro. People are liking it. And hey, shout out to who dropped off the stuff
John
for you?
John Wick.
John Wick already dropped off some stuff for Lost Boy.
Not Keanu Reeves, the real John Wick.
It's crazy. He's got a very cool real name.
And he had it first.
What'd he bring out here? What'd he drop off for you already?
Some diapers. Definitely going to need.
Need those.
And a bottle of Jameson. Definitely going to need.
And donuts
and
that I ate.
Donuts.
Wow. What a nice guy.
Thank you, John.
Very cool. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You know, a lot of people are talking about this. Keto is a big thing right now. People are talking about that. The Atkins was before that, where you cut out all the sugars and the
carbs.
Keto is cutting out sugars. Atkins is primarily cutting out carbs that eventually turn to sugar.
Right.
Right?
Which is pretty simple. Don't eat sugar, because your body processes that before it processes fat. So if you stop eating sugar, your body will burn fat instead of the sugar.
Correct.
Okay.
And now there's a...
Brittany, explain science again.
Low-carb diet. They've been following this. It's a U.S. study that's been following 25 years. Been studying, following people for 25 years and studying their diet habits, which is pretty...
That's a thorough study.
That's a long-ass time to be following somebody in their diet. It turns out what this study is saying that... And by the way, it's 15,000 people for over 25 years. That's a lot. Isn't that crazy?
I don't even know what I ate yesterday, let alone tracking all those strangers' food for 25 years.
They're not tracking. Keep in mind, these are the strangers tracking themselves and then reporting it to the study. So it could be skewed a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they have to write down how many carbs they were eating and that kind of stuff. But I mean, if you're
sometimes you're going to lie to yourself. And
yeah. You do. Isn't that weird? If you ever get on like those apps, you know, MyFitnessPal is one of them.
Yeah,
and they have all these different ones. There is a hesitation when you're like, I didn't eat that Oreo. But it's like, dude, you're lying to yourself. It's yourself. Like, why would you lie to yourself? It's weird.
I lie to myself all the time because I don't want to face my shortcomings. It's like nowadays they have calories on the menus.
Yeah, I love that.
I hate that.
Oh, I love that. You're not a fan of that?
Not at all.
Really?
I mean, because I know what's healthy and what's not. Don't remind me just how unhealthy it is when I want some French fries.
Yeah, but
in my mouth.
If you want French fries, you get French fries. But if you say if you're trying to eat healthy, and let's say you get a salad, and then you realize, oh, that burger is a lot less calories than the salad.
The salad, yeah, I get it because of the dressing and.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the study.
I mean, it's good for you. I just hate it personally.
Study is saying that low carb diets may actually kill you sooner. Now, after studying, there's a tipping point. Where if you have a certain percentage, they say 50 to 55% of your daily calories are carbs, you're healthy, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
People that end up eating that end up having a longer life expectancy. However, if you cut out all the carbs, they say it's actually bad.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Like you can die.
They're saying
it shortens your life. They're saying it shortens your life expectancy if you end up just cutting out all carbohydrates altogether.
I never subscribe to any of these fads. I've heard keto just basically melts fat off people. I know Greg lost some weight with it.
Colin's doing it. Colin calls
Colin's
in.
Colin's lost a bunch of weight with
he
it,
said
too.
He's almost lost he's up to like almost 20 pounds or something, I think he saw, which is great for the short term.
It's about having a healthy balance. If you are craving something like really bad, something that's bad for you, a dessert, chocolate, not depriving yourself of it and the dopamine or whatever in your brain that gets secreted is actually worse for you than the bite of the cake that you could just have. Does that make sense?
What?
If your body is craving something, even though it's bad for you and you are depriving yourself of it because it's bad for you.
Yeah, like heroin.
No, I'm talking about like cake and desserts.
Oh.
Or
just as addictive.
Yeah, or chocolate or something. Sure. If you deprive yourself of it, it's actually worse for you than the bite of chocolate.
No, it's not.
Because your body, stress hormones and stuff.
Yeah, so what?
Stress That's hormones? Worse for you than one bite of damn chocolate.
No.
Yes.
No. Disagree.
Someone smarter than us, call up and tell me I'm right. 876-3692.
So I have diabetes. And I have high blood sugar, and I have diabetes. And you're like, oh man, I'm really stressing out. I can't eat this giant pack of Reese's Cups. So you're saying it's worse for me.
I'm not talking about somebody with a health issue like diabetes. I'm talking about somebody that's just dieting. Somebody that is depriving themselves of the joys that their body are craving.
No, it's math. It comes down to calories, and it comes down to nutrients. If you are trying to lose weight, yeah. Balance is stop putting sugar in your mouth, in your fat maw, you piece of human garbage. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Look yourself in the mirror, say that you're ugly, deal with it, and make yourself more attractive. I'm sick of all, there's so many people, I'm serious. Everyone's like, oh, we shouldn't body shame. No, you know what you should body shame? Yourself. Look at them in the mirror. I do it all the time. I look at myself in the mirror and I go, I am disgusting. I have to get back on track. And guess what? It gets me back on track. That's the only way you're going to do it, if you have a little bit of, like, reality.
Yeah, 100%. And then when you actually achieve where you want to go, have body positivity.
All right, I'm if you shame other people because of their body type, I think, and if you're doing it just to be mean, you're a piece of garbage. I agree. I subscribe to that. But when it comes to you, you got to know that you're an ugly piece of trash. And you're looking in the mirror and you're like, maybe I should put down the donut for once. And maybe I should eat an apple. You know what I mean? Like, make healthy choices. But this whole the culture of people saying, you got to love you for who you are. Yeah, no, you don't. You got to become healthy because you're going to die. You can love yourself who you are as you're passing away when you're 46 years old and obese. You know what I mean? Greg said it the best. You don't see old fat people. The only old people you see are the skinny ones, period. Because the fat ones are dead. They don't make it to old age. I'm being real. So when you're talking about stress hormones are worse for you than putting... No, it's not.
I'm not saying go eat all the desserts on an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm saying have a bite of the cake. If you are craving it, don't eat the whole thing.
I totally disagree.
Have a bite.
No, don't have a bite. Because
it's not a gateway drug.
It is. If you're constantly going, well, I don't want a stress hormone, I'll have this Hershey Kiss, then I'll have this piece of cake, then I'll have this donut. At different parts of the day, guess what? Your diet is blown. You just ate 2,000 calories.
But you only do it when you feel completely deprived. What I do is if I'm craving a dessert, and I normally don't eat desserts, if I'm craving one, I will take a bite and then I'll spit on the rest of it or throw it away.
Okay, or, A, that's a waste of food. You're a terrible person. B, you're still blowing your
diet. If it
comes
with the meal.
Do it. No, I disagree. Get a cheat day or get a cheat meal where you can have a whole meal guilt-free. So if you want that piece of cake, you go, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to save it for my cheat meal or my cheat day or whatever. And then blow it all on one day and then get back on track. I agree. You got to fall off the wagon sometimes. I totally agree with that. But if you
got to treat yourself.
It has mental discipline. It comes down to discipline. Hold
on. Since you were just on a soapbox, let me get on one for 2 seconds here. I just had to shut some women down who were like making fun of some guys for being bald, having a hairy back and a dad bod and this and that. And I'm like, you bitches. I was like, yeah, just 5 minutes ago, you were complaining about men body shaming you. And then you're over here body shaming men because I don't think women realize calling a guy a dad bod is in fact body shaming. So don't do it if you don't want it done to you.
Sharon.
Yes.
What do you got?
So here's the whole thing with the cheat day, being diabetic, because I actually have family members diabetic. They even have cheat days themselves. You just got to limit yourself one cheat day. And yes, actually the stress hormone, this is scientific, I've done some medical research, is actually worse for you than just a cheat day.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you. And I don't believe it at all.
She says, I'm right, so I'm going with it.
Let's put it this way. My dad is diabetic.
Yeah.
My grandmother was diabetic. Uh-huh. They all had their cheat days and their cheat times. The stress is actually worse for you than just a piece of cake or a piece of chocolate every now and then.
No,
she's
no.
Not
if you
go and have every day
hold on
or
a second.
Whatever.
You're talking about two different things. Hold on, Sharon, because I agree with the cheat day. I agree that you have to fall off the wagon and you have to treat yourself. But if you're constantly going, well, my stress hormones, I really want that donut in the break room. I got to have it because my stress hormones are worse. If you're constantly doing that.
I'm not just saying the stress hormone, but I mean, if you're, look at pregnant women.
I try not to.
Stuff. And if you put off that crazy too much.
It's, right, you're breaking
it sends stress to the fetus. I'm going to finish her sentence because I know.
Stress to the fetus. Oh, my God.
Did you hear that, Lost Boy?
We're becoming such a weak species. I mean, give me a
break.
What
are you talking about?
Oh, you can't have a donut, so it's sending stress to the fetus. Like our ancestors had fetuses in a war zone, all right? And that was my grandparent during the Great Depression. He's a badass. There's nothing wrong with him at all. We're becoming such a weak species. Oh, my God. Stress hormones to the fetus. You know what used to be a stress hormone? A saber-toothed tiger running after us. And look what we've become. The most dominant species on the planet. Give me a break. Stress hormones because you can't have a Hershey kiss. Oh, my God. I'm so done with it. 876-3692. Let us know what you think.
No BS.
876-3692. Let's go with caller number 10 right now. You're in. For what, Brittany?
It would be VIP to see Hailstorm down on Fremont Street Experience, Downtown Rocks. It's a free concert, but these VIP lanyards will get you right up the front of the stage. Like, you'll be right under the band where, like, Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, sits. That VIP.
Always a great time. We are out Monday. The show is out Monday. We'll be back Tuesday. You won't be, though.
No, I'll be in Indonesia trying to help toddlers that have picked up smoking because they have nothing else to play with except for old cigarette butts.
Good luck.
True story.
To the toddlers of Indonesia when Brittany comes to rescue you.
And earthquake relief.
Good luck. You're not going there
I know, earthquake relief.
Don't
I'm
try
so
to pawn
basic.
It off and you're like, I'm going to help toddlers in earthquake relief. No, you're going for vacation. Which is fine. As I said, that's totally fine.
I was telling Sparks, I feel bad. Like, I shouldn't go because all this stuff's happening in Bali. And he's like, they rely on white tourists like you to go. So I'm going to.
I didn't say white tour. I'm not making a race. I said they rely on tourist
dollars. I'm the one that said the
it's a huge
white
industry
girl that
I'm sure has been affected by the disasters. So go. Enjoy your life. Don't feel guilty. It's already happened. I'm sure if a toddler was smoking, you knock that cigarette out of his hand, and you continue on your merry way. Hey, Donna, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Here's your question. Good luck.
If Greg was here, he'd tell you you sound hot, so I'm going to tell you instead.
Okay.
This BS show member is going to have a baby. Is it myself, Sparks, Greg, or none of the above?
None of the above.
You really do sound hot.
Nailed
Thank
it, Donna.
Yes, Lost Boy is going to have a boy or a girl.
That's it for us. That's not it for Lost Boy. I'm not included. I didn't mean it like that, bro. I'm happy for you. It should be a great time.
At BS Morning Show, somebody tweeted, game over, Lost Boy. So that's
It's all good. That's it. Carlota's up next, and we'll see you Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.